What's up, Mixed Emotions family? It's your girl, India, and we're here to tell you about the Mixed Emotions Hotline.
It's your boy, Mr. Wavy Willis. If you got questions about family issues, relationship advice, or random thoughts you feel like we can answer for you, you can call or text us. Hey, Dom Eros, what's the number?
The number is 863-438-1156. Again, that's 863-438-1156. Keep in mind that you could call or text anonymously. If you want your name to be in it, we will play it as it is over the podcast. With that being said, let's get to the show. Another episode of Mixed Emotions, episode 162. It's your boy,
Mr. Baby Willis. And it's your boy,
Dom Morales. And yeah, man, thank y'all for coming back for another episode. I'm just waiting on this one.
Why? I don't understand.
Nah, it's cool. It's your girl.
Thank you. Remember we didn't have beef.
Hey, these bullets ain't got a name. You feel?
Wow. He just heard him say
bullets ain't got a name.
He said bullets don't have a name.
Alrighty, yeah, we're yeah, starting. Yeah.
Bullets don't have a name.
This is great.
But I did. Hey, I said it's your girl very clearly. You did. But yeah, man, we back for another episode of Mixed Emotions, man. Thank y'all for coming back. Episode 162. Make sure you stop what you're doing, like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube. If I know we got a lot of audio listeners, I get it. Cool. Just stop what you're doing real quick. Go to the YouTube, like it, share it. Other than that, let's get straight into it, man. How was y'all week?
Man, my week was cool, bro. Just slide through. We got her all set up with her cell phone. We traded in our old school Android S8, I think. Yeah, we traded those in. We got like $35 for the download, you know, for the trade-in value for the cell phones, which is cool. And, man, it's chill. Got the new cell phone set up. It's a big boy. This mug is a like nice little lengthy size compared to my last one. Yeah, so I like it. It's doing its thing, Dizzle. You know what I'm saying? In general, work is work. Livelihood going good with little man. He out here, he getting ready. I don't know if you hear him in the background, but yeah, he doing his thing, man. He out here prepping, walking around like he ready just to be moving around. And I told my wife,
yeah,
it's coming. He probably gonna start. He might be walking a lot more on his birthday. So,
you gonna see,
bro. Yeah,
that's what's up.
So, I'm looking forward to on his birthday to the Shedd Aquarium. See how you respond to that. So, he's probably gonna be that kid that's touching the tank, like
Yeah.
I want to be that kid that walk up with a rock and be like, I'm like, oh no!
water come out that mug.
Right. I thought it was okay. Gosh. I thought it was okay. No. But, man, I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima, trying to finish that up real quick. Other than that, man, that's it. And shout out to my wife. Love her. She had her girls trip. Well, not girls trip. Girls weekend / stay home getaway. So shout out to India mom and Melanie for, you know, keeping her, getting her center of gravity back to normal as a woman. You know, I just need me. I need me. I'm like, okay. All right. It's good.
Oh, my God. Do your thing.
What's going on? I hate it here. I hate it here.
No.
No, I don't want to be here.
You know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But
you were hilarious.
Nah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. What's going on with you, India?
Literally just working my little life away. Working my life away and trying to find an apartment. And when I tell y'all that I usually take reviews like with a grain of salt when it comes to certain things, like, oh, they said they don't like the manager at this restaurant, whatever, you know, stuff like that. But when it comes to apartments, I will sit and scroll through review sections for 30 minutes before I decide if I'm going to look at an apartment. Because as soon as I see the two R's, roach or racism, I'm not kidding. I'm not going.
On me.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So that's been a challenge. Just finding a place to stay that's decent, that ain't trying to swindle you, and, you know, that's safe.
Right.
Yeah, so,
That's what I've been doing mostly, honestly, that and working. And then, like Mr. Wavy said, you know, hanging out with my friends this weekend. This is the first weekend that I've had where I really don't have anything to do, like no obligations. So it's been cool.
Okay.
Shout out to E. Got to go to her event today and spend some money on her business. So that was nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship at its finest.
On me.
Absolutely. Yes, but yeah, how about you, Dom? How's your week been?
Hey, man. let's see. I had a couple days off this week. So I think I worked about 2 days. Then I had like 3 days off this week. It's so crazy when you off how everybody act. Like, cause I was only gone. I was gone for 2 days, came back and worked one. Then I was off again one day. And I was gone for 2 days, and everybody's like, man, you won't believe, man, while you was gone, everything is just going crazy. Yeah, I just don't. Oh, man, I'm like, bro, it's been 2 days. It's like, I feel like that's I ain't seen you in 2 weeks. Like, what's going on? I'm like, dog, it's been 2 days. Relax. Relax. But sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, that secretly make me feel a little good, because it's like, oh, okay, look at y'all. Y'all actually, you know, I mean something.
You know, yeah, y'all know y'all mean me in this bitch.
Yeah, like, I do mean something. That's okay. But other than that, though, work has just been work. Like, it is what it is. Like, fuck them. It's pretty much my, like, the shit butt bandit made it back. It found a way into my job.
Oh, no.
The shit butt bandit.
What's the shit butt bandit?
Man, it's a motherfucker that leaves shit on the toilet and don't, you know what I'm saying? You gotta use an employee toilet. You don't do no shit like that, man. You should feel this.
Oh, so it's just y'all, right? Because it's in the back.
Yeah. So this is the thing. It's only like 4 guys that work in this bitch. 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you count the security guards, both of the security guards, 6. Look. One of these niggas, and let's minus me, because I'm not the shit butt bandit. I wouldn't be talking about him. Right. I'm the shit butt bandit. So, it's 5 niggas that I'm looking at every day that I'm like, one of y'all the shit butt bandit, and I don't know which one it is. And I went to the restroom. I'm like, oh, let me go ahead and use the restroom. I got to go to the restroom real quick. You know, and I didn't got smart. I done brought the bleach and shit, everything. All that we leave the bleach. Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I walk in the store, in the stool, bam, shit on the seat. I say, how you walk away from the seat and not see that? And imagine what's on your ass. You're nasty.
Imagine what's in your drawers. Right now.
You nasty, dog. And you just gonna sit down on it too. You just gonna go sit in other seats. Gonna sit on shit butt bandit, man. He back. He made an appearance at my job. Disgusting. Oh, no. Man. The shit butt bandit.
You'd almost escaped.
Yeah, I thought I got away. He said, I'm back.
Maybe they got a, I don't know. That's just nasty, bro.
No, dog. Because it's no way that you don't stand up and turn around. I don't care what nobody say. I always stand up and look at the seat.
You have to turn around to flush the toilet.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's an automatic flush. It's an automatic
flush. Also, don't you put,
why don't you put paper down?
Yeah, that's all.
So you're bare-assing it at your job?
Well, shit butt bandit is, clearly.
That's what I meant, the shit butt bandit.
No, yeah, I know not you, bro. We know that.
Yeah, he got
we know you don't get down like
shit,
that.
He got the shit butt, and he just rub it all over the seat. Disgust me, man.
So, I feel like if you know that you don't wipe properly as a grown-ass man, you should at least put toilet paper or
you
the
know what? I
seat paper down.
The fucking camera. Oh, I can't look at the cameras, though. I mean, I could have looked at the cameras to see who did it, but... If they all went to the restroom before I did, which is probably, you know, very likely.
Damn. Yeah, but you telling me all back to back, nobody wouldn't say nothing?
Oh, no, man. Shit, but I don't know. Oh, maybe it should have been the person that went right before me then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they, somebody that was in the urinal instead of the, dang, what's that sound? Oh, maybe it's true. All right, but, did y'all hear that?
That's TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
Jesus.
Nope. No, but it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know who it was, but at the end of the day, shit butt bandit back in my job.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Grown-ass man, too. Grown-ass adults.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it even worse, is that it's grown-ups doing the shit.
I swear. That's, yeah. Like, if we was working with kids or something like that, even then, like, but still, you know, kids, I'd be like, all right, you know, one of these shitty little kids, but nope, grown-ass people, so. Other than that, though, during the week, I've just been on super relaxed mode. I just chilled, hung out. I caught up on, ended up watching, I got in my, like, Marvel TV show mood, so I watched Hawkeye, finished Moon Knight, and then I'm halfway through Miss Marvel. Well, I got like two episodes left of Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
And then I think I started something else, and I don't remember what it was, but I definitely started something else. And I've been playing, even though I beat Horizon. Even though I beat Horizon, I started playing it some more because I unlock everything. So I've been playing that, and that's it. Just been chill mode.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's all. That's
what's up. You must really, really like Horizon.
I love that game.
You went back. You over there doing side quests.
Yo, I absolutely love that game. Like. I can't stress enough. If you have not played Horizon and you're that type of video game player and you like, you know, first player and all that, I mean one player and it's a story, you know, good story, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a good ass game. It's so good and it's beautiful.
Damn.
One of the best looking games I've ever seen in my life. So and they be updating it. They be updating it with like, so recently, even though like it's been out for a while, they updated it and now it's like more legendary weapons and stuff. So that's been cool. Been trying to unlock them shits. I'll just be running around fucking around in the world, in the little world now. That's all I'll be doing, to be honest.
That's what's up.
But overall, that's my week. That's what I've been on. So
that's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead and get in these topics, man. We got some mixed culture topics. You know, we talk about pop culture things that's happening in pop culture or the news. This story is actually straight from the news. Dang. I don't remember where this happened. Where did this shit happen? Well, it don't matter where it happened because it's a moral to the story. Basically,
I can look it up for you while you introduce it.
There's some guy at a gas station somewhere. He's witnessing someone in a car, a couple in a car. The man is hitting the wife, or I don't know if it's his wife, but his girl, you know, hitting her. And the guy decides to intervene and go to the car and try to stop it. As he tries to stop it, the guy pulls out a gun, shoots him, and drives off. So wow. He was just trying to stop a domestic violence situation. And basically the guy ended up getting shot and he's dead. He got killed, actually. So damn. It was a fatal shooting. Shot him, drove off, woman still in the car. And so, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm bringing this up to ask y'all opinion. Like, how do y'all feel about, like, you know, people out in public in domestic disputes, you know what I'm saying? Like, do y'all feel like it's, like, okay or safe to intervene in those situations? Or, like, do you feel like, you know, mind your business? Like, like, what's your stance on this type of thing?
It's hard to really say because you got to be careful how to whole situation can be, you know what I mean? Like, it's sad that the gentleman lost his life. But then you had scenarios where you have other scenarios where couples be getting into it, then it could be like the dude beating the woman's ass, like beating her ass, and the guy, anybody can step in, he's like, hey man, don't do that. Like, they start roughing him up, then the girl jump on your back, you're like, wait a minute, hold on. I was just helping you.
To save you.
Like, so that's why it's like, I feel like I wouldn't intervene per se. I would call the cops, but hey, I'm calling the cops. Mm-hmm. Say that maybe from a distance. You know what I mean? Because you don't know. You don't know people out here nowadays, bro. They crazy. They are fucking crazy.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hard. You know, you gotta really pick and that saying is real true. Pick and choose your battles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks.
Yeah.
For sure.
How about you, India? Like, would you see a nigga, you know, he getting whooped on by his woman, she just beating the dog shit out of him?
Okay.
I don't know. This is the real situation.
Am I frozen, yo?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are frozen.
All right, I'ma leave.
Okay. Honestly, I can call the police for you and give him a license plate number.
I feel that.
But I'm not stepping in because, first of all, what is my black ass doing? Nothing. Exactly. Nothing. I got some pepper spray. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all I got for you. But, you know, in a lot of those situations, a lot of the times people go through those lengths to help people and not saying they're not deserving of the help. But sometimes the man or the woman isn't always in a position where they're ready to leave that relationship. So, you know, you putting your life on the line just for this person to go, you know, to go right back. And it was an unfortunate situation. Hopefully, you know, this makes her want to leave the situation, especially since a man got killed, you know, trying to defend and help her. So, but yeah, as for me, I'm not doing it. I feel that. Call the police for sure.
Shit. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. If you're not a dear friend, I mean close friend, a close friend or my wife. Well, number one, my wife. But she won't be in a domestic dispute because it's me. So unless she beat my ass, which is possible.
which is possible.
It's possible. Y'all might catch me on the street getting my ass beat. So you never
know. You a liar.
Babe, what'd I do?
Hey, I don't know. After that, lights on in the house.
I was about to say, after that light situation, your ass might be getting jumped.
Yeah, I left all the lights on in the house, and the way she was looking at me felt very, you know.
Oh, like, yeah.
I should watch my back a little bit, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
But, you know, but in all seriousness, outside of my wife, unless you my mom, my sisters, like blood, like you family. And I'm talking close family, too. I'm not talking third cousin, because, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know what y'all been into. don't know what y'all what you're getting into. You know what I'm saying? What you're trying to get into? I'm talking about, like, if you cousin, I'm talking about my auntie's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's okay. Different. Not like, oh, this your cousin on your dad's side from, he got with the grandfather down. Like, nah.
No.
I'm just meeting you, big dog. Like, I don't know what you're getting into.
I'm sorry.
What you're trying to get into, what my boy said.
Right.
But, yeah, that, or like I said, dear friend, I'm not getting into shit. I'm not getting in it. Cause I don't, first of all, I don't have context. I don't know. Maybe you might deserve this a little bit. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What if she stabbed him and then I caught him on the swing back? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm in some bullshit and I'm helping her out. And she just, you know what I'm saying? Now it's attempted murder on my side. One.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if, look, I know this ain't a reason to be hitting people, but I done seen a situation up close, dead serious. I have seen it happen where a girl has HIV, found out, and the nigga is like, what the fuck going on? Like, what you mean you got HIV? And now he looking like, wait, how? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? He got hella, you know what I'm saying? He like, hey, what the fuck? She like, no, let's just go home. Let's just go home. Look, if he would have lost it right there, I'm not jumping in that shit, dog, because that man's upset. Now, I'm not saying that she, you know what I'm saying, she deserved to get her ass beat for getting them HIV, but, I mean, look, that ain't got nothing to do with your boy, is what I'm trying to say. And I seen that shit happen up close. Luckily, that man didn't haul off and, you know, give her a two-piece and a biscuit, but I'm just saying, shit be happening out here, because you can't just jump in people's shit. You don't know what the fuck is going on. One,
right? You gotta,
and then you don't know what type of people these is. Like, like Mr. Wavy said, if you jump in and then she, you know what I'm saying? They not on that. They, you know what I'm saying? It's still like, if me and my wife arguing and somebody butting in, I'm like, hey, what the fuck you talking about? Like, don't talk to her. Like, you know what I'm saying? That, and I expect that energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? From another couple, because that's between us, not.
Right, you don't know, how they function, bro.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you don't know. So yeah, she might start beating your ass before you and help him. You know what I'm saying? Now in this case, I don't know.
He's ain't helping.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, in this case, we don't really know because he drove off with the girl in the car. You know, we don't know if it was like a kidnapping type thing or. We don't know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we know it's a domestic dispute. They was clearly fighting, but you don't know what it was. But that's exactly why I'm not getting involved. So the most you get out of me is a 911 call. And I already don't like the police, so it's just going to be hard. It's going to be hard,
y'all. Yeah.
It's not a good look. So, me and my friend talked about this before. Me and my guy Harvey, we talked about this a long, long time ago. Like, and he was just like, "Man, my dad always told me if you see a couple getting into a fight and they like across the street and it's a woman, blah blah, he like it ain't got nothing to do with you. You need to move on. That's how people lose their life. And I'm because you butting in some shit that you don't know nothing about.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I'm like, you're right. You can't save them. You can't save them all." You're not Ash Ketchum.
Nah. Well,
he not.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you got to catch them all, but yeah, you got to catch them all.
You can't save them all, bro.
That's like,
yeah, no.
That was supposed to say, Superman. And Lois, like, you can't save. He's like, Lois, I can't save everybody. He's like, why you doing this shit, then?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Lois is an ungrateful. Never mind.
So, like, bitch, I'm saving you every day. What the fuck you doing? Shit, you doing? Damn.
Why you keep getting in that bullshit? Down. Yeah, this bitch. She just she swears she just invincible, low key. I mean, with that nigga around,
until he's not there, you gonna be like,
yeah,
exactly. It's only because she knows she got Superman.
Right.
That's it.
I'm sick of that bitch. Her and Felicity Smoke. That bitch thinks she invincible too with her.
Yeah. Felicity. Man, fuck Felicity, just, bro.
Yeah, Felicity got me so fucked up. I swear. Never.
If y'all don't know what we talking about, go to Arrow. Watch Arrow.
Yeah, watch Arrow. That bitch.
Bitch, what's up on the team?
You know who I do fuck with, though?
Who?
Iris. Iris has always been, for the most part. I know she be on bullshit here and there.
She had moments.
She had moments, but you know, every woman had a little moment. You know what I'm saying? She had a little moment. But for the most part, Iris is about, you know what I'm saying? She cool. She decent, and she a black woman. You know what I'm saying? You can't hate on that. Can't hate on that. But Felicity Smoke, you got me fucked up. All right.
Back you on. Know, it's hard to believe that y'all ever really liked Arrow or Flash. Because y'all talk shit about those shows so much.
Yeah.
I can't believe y'all actually used to watch them for enjoyment the way y'all talk shit about them.
There's another season on for Flash right now. I'm going to watch it.
That shit.
I'm still talking shit about it.
I ain't seen.
That's fair.
You know what? Maybe I got to catch up. It's been a while. I ain't seen the last like two seasons. So if it's another season, it's three seasons I ain't seen then.
I'm to the point though, bro. Like when I'm talking about, like, you know, Marvel only got six episodes. I'm to the point now they need to just start breaking down the six, because sometimes, like I said, these, like the DC shows, especially Arrow, Flash, they be having so much fucking fillers. Like, bro, just. Yeah, I'm cool with 10 episodes now, bro. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you froze again.
Again? Oh, my God, bro. AT&T, man, I paid the money.
It's probably actually still recording you on your end, but
I
don't want to take no. You can hear us?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you on the Riverside.
Okay, right, good.
So I'm going to. The video going to be so bad.
All right,
go.
But, yeah, it just, damn, what was we? We was talking about Arrow and Flash. But, damn, we jumped
but
way
the original
on
one.
Yeah, the original topic. The original topic. Man, mind your damn business. Look, it is not worth losing your life over. It's not worth even getting hit. Just a punch is not worth it, bro. Because even if you walk away from it, like, listen, something that didn't have to happen to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though you wanted to be a good Samaritan, you wanted to understand, protect women, all that, but protect the ones that want to be protected, G. And you don't know if they want to be protected, so mind your business. That's me.
Facts.
I don't feel, you know, I'm not hating on nobody that want to go ahead and risk their life, but I'm cool.
Right.
So, but man, rest in peace to that man. I actually don't know his name or anything, but
it's so many people. I don't think they released
it. Yeah, it's so many people that's gone through that type of stuff, man. Just I just implore you to mind your business. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to the next topic and mixed culture. This one is kind of funny to me, but there's a video that's going viral of this girl. Shout out to Levi. He sent me this in the DMs, and then I just started seeing it everywhere after that. But this guy is out at a restaurant. I couldn't really read the bag. I didn't pay attention to it. But it's his girl's birthday. Clearly, that's his girl. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like a bunch of girls behind her. I don't know if it's a guy behind him or not, but I can hear a guy talking. And she like, it's my birthday. Why can't you pay for everybody? And you're like, what? It's your birthday. Like, I'm gonna just pay for you. I can't pay for everybody. She's like, it's my birthday. Like, pay for the whole table. Pay for the whole table. And he like, yo, I can't do, like, I'm not doing that. It's 18 of y'all. Like,
oh,
I heard
God.
Him say that. Yeah. And then the dude behind him is like, why he gotta pay for everybody? Now I'm gonna pose this question to you. You out with your significant other. They invite a bunch of people to their birthday dinner. You know what I'm saying? Check come. She say, or he say, hey, can you pay for, you know, pay for everybody. Just pay the whole tab. That's on you. How y'all feeling? What's the result of this? Do you pay? What's up? 18
things. It's two
18.
Things. So, it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Here's the thing. You should know your significant other. Do they have it? Do y'all have it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have it on? Yeah.
There you go.
Are you balling like that? Can you afford to do that?
There you go.
If y'all ass live in a, if you live in a one bedroom apartment together, driving a Honda to get there to the birthday party.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
And two tires are flat in the back. Y'all barely made it to your birthday party.
Speak on it. Speak on it. Speak on it.
And you got your dress from Ross.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
The whole outfit from Ross.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
Your hair barely did. You had to cover it up with a little bandana to make sure it wasn't really done. But you want your man to pay for everybody?
Dress for less. Come on. Speak on it. Speak on it.
You know what I mean? Like, what we looking like? What we looking like?
Yeah.
And you know all these...
Come on.
All these friends that you got here, you know damn well.
Yeah.
Would they do the same for you?
Come on, speak on it.
You were just telling me the other night, your other friends walked out on you on a bill. Come on.
Preach on. Preach. Preach.
And you invite them to your birthday party.
Oh, don't hold back.
Why you letting... I understand. Hey. Either one of y'all.
Hey, ain't he moving in this place? Oh, come on now.
Man.
I'm trying to tell you. Come on, y'all.
But bro. Mm-hmm. You can't be me, man. It's like, I appreciate, like, if people come out and celebrate my birthday, I'm like, hey, it's cool, but I'm not paying for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
Yeah.
Bro, we not... let me ask. So what was the demographic? Was it black, white? What?
Black.
Yeah. They were black. You know it. So the girl
was trying to show out, trying to stunt in front of her friend, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing. That's embarrassing to me. How are you stunting at all?
Why are you doing? What are you putting me on? And it's been recorded. Like, did you know that it's been recorded?
Yeah, I mean, somebody got their phone out, and he is right next to him, so I know that nigga felt the camera. There's no way around it.
He felt the essence of the film.
Yeah.
Just, he felt motion, that. Bitch.
He felt that. 4K. Yes, sir.
Y'all would have broke up with it that day. I don't know.
On your birthday.
Let me speak birthday. On... Man, come on now.
That's not cool, bro. Don't ever put somebody in that type of situation. Especially in public. If we doing something, you know what I mean? Don't embarrass me saying. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so petty of me. If I'm liable, if I got the cake, like, bitch, just put in the cake and walk away. Because you kind of just, you like, because what if she like, you with your broke ass, you can't pay for my friends? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Basketball wise, splash the drink in her face. Always wanted to do that to a woman just to say basketball wise while I'm doing it. Like, basketball wise.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, bro, I wouldn't. Nah, I couldn't do that. That's almost like the person that the birthday person. I appreciate y'all coming out. Everything on me. I'm like, nigga, it's your day, though.
It's your day.
Exactly. It's your day.
And you still paying for everybody.
Yeah, if you got it, bro, like, I don't know, but even if I did have it, I'd be like, nigga, I'm good. I appreciate y'all coming. I ain't asked for no gifts or nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just come out and help celebrate my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Nah, she got the game all messed up, bro. That's like entitlement mode or something. I don't know. Maybe she was intoxicated and she was just feeling herself like she was on cloud nine, but.
All right, India, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Your man, y'all out. He got his niggas with him. They in the A. Hey,
yeah.
He in the, you know what I'm saying? They at the table hype, you know, getting that steak.
Oh, God.
You feel me? Getting that steak and potatoes, you feel me? And he say, the bill come, he look at you, he say, you paying for the whole table, ain't you? You paying for the whole table, ain't you, honey? Like, what you gonna do? What's the next move?
I'm gonna tell him I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, hell no. You gotta go to the bathroom.
No,
you never seen it again. The bathroom was on the right, you went to the left.
Oh, my life. You're like, this way. It say restrooms right here. Hey, where you going?
And she looked at the sign, too. She looked at it. And she would down, keep walking. Right. As she was doing, it's like, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh. First of all, it's outrageous to say, can you pay for my 18 friends and me?
Mm.
That's crazy. Yo. That's crazy. Now, I would pay for his. Mm. Of course, yeah, it's your birthday. Yeah, yeah. Like, I called all your friends. I told them to come to this restaurant. Now, if it were a smaller group, mm-hmm. like maybe two or three of your friends.
Hey, okay. Y'all seen my limit. Go ahead, though. Y'all didn't see my limit up close and personal.
Now, I would do it. I would do it, but don't ask me to do it. I don't know how to explain that, but I would do it like out of kindness because it's your birthday and I want you to have a good time and enjoy your friends. Hell, I ain't even got to be there. And I'll pay for mm-hmm. it with a small group of your mm-hmm. friends. But for you to ask me to pay for 18 niggas in front of said 18 niggas, that's absurd. That's crazy. Yo. And then, you know, for her to start tripping in the parking lot in front of everybody, that's
everybody, yo, you don't do that.
That's embarrassing.
My nigga Jay-Z said, you don't get a nigga back like that. Come on. Mm-hmm. You don't get a nigga back like that. No, sir.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
not.
I'm going to tell you straight up.
What's
I done did this once before. Not 18 people. But okay. But it was an investment for me. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not that nigga when they come to, like, I'm not rolling in the dough. You feel mm-hmm. me? I'm not that guy where I'm out here blowing bag and stacks and racks. I'm not that guy. So for me to even do that, I had to, it was just my wife and two other people. Two or three other people, her birthday. And that was an investment for me. I'm like, all right, you need to put this much money aside just in case, you know what I'm saying? Mm. That when the bill come, you should be good. You pay for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because including myself. Because you got to think, you eating too. So he thinking about himself too. He got to pay for his meal too.
Right.
So I was already like, whoo. Let's see. And I'm not telling nobody that I'm going to pay or nothing throughout the whole, you know what I'm saying? So people ordering, you're like, oh, okay. You say you're going to get the steak. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. You go get the steak. Oh.
Are you getting the steak?
Oh, you going to get your, you say, you go, oh,
are you getting the snow crab that's already cut open?
Oh. Okay. Oh, wow.
I want to change now, my mind right at snow crab. Right.
At this point, you making decisions of like, shit, mm-hmm. do I still want to do that? Because you ain't got to do it, you know what I'm saying? But no, like, in all seriousness, I paid. But that was 2 to 3. Imagine having to pay for 18 people, G.
Yeah,
I will look at you like, have you lost your goddamn mind? I'm damn near mad at you at this point because you don't say no shit like that to me like that in public.
No.
In front of your girls like that. What you trying to do? What you trying to get into?
Have you in the group chat?
Yeah, what is you trying to get into now? Because that's what, now I'm trying to like, oh, so you trying to start some shit. Mm-hmm. On your day, you want to start some shit with me.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if her friends know me or know of me, then they should know. I don't know why she would ask me some shit like that in front of y'all, because it ain't happening. Don't get your hopes up. I hope you came with your car. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
I don't know what she told you, but I
don't know, bro.
You better let her. Hey, she could use some of that birthday money and pay for y'all.
Yes, sir.
I can't help you.
Yes,
baby girl, I can't help.
I wouldn't even feel, as a friend, I wouldn't have even felt comfortable. Like, even if he decided to do it, I would have been like, hey, nigga, you ain't got to pay for mine. That's one less. Now you only got to pay for 17.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Minus 16. Shit.
Right.
Minus 16.
Right.
What the fuck? Honestly, I might start laughing if she say some shit like, you gonna pay for everybody? I'm like, you crazy as hell.
Man, you funny as hell.
I'm like, now you get it funnier every year. Every year you get it funnier. Yep. It's your good birthday, man. All right. And I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to be like, oh, check, please, for me and her.
Right.
Yep. I'm pointing at both of us.
And if she keep playing, it might not even be her.
It's just for me.
You keep making them type of jokes, you're going to leave your ass here, too. for real. So, overall, man, you got me fucked up. No, I'm not paying for, you know, 18 people. Now, if I got money like that, though, that's a different story. You know what I'm saying? If I'm really that nigga out here, but I'm just saying, you got to know who you're dealing with. Like,
yeah,
I don't like that we keep putting these unrealistic expectations on niggas that got regular ass 9-to-5s, G.
Right.
That's making everybody not out here balling. I hate this thing that everybody think everybody got. Like, oh, I'm balling. Or even acting like it, bro. The numbers say it all. If the math is there. It's like 2% of people in the world that's making the type of money that can do some shit like that. I'm talking about people that, and then if you're talking about, oh, I make 100K a year, that's not really that much. It's not really that much, G.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not really that much. Now, you're talking about people that's making 300K a year more. All right, maybe they can pull that off. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can pull that off. It not be too much. It don't do nothing to them. You know what I'm saying? But you also got to think about the expenses they have, like when you live in that lifestyle. So I'm saying all that to say, it ain't a lot of all of these niggas that saying they got money or women that saying they got money. It's not true. It can't be true. The numbers say different. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So you want me to pay for all of these people food with my rent money? Like, no, come on, man, kill yourself.
For the sake of saying I got it.
Yeah, you want me to, that's what you want. You want, and I hate that you date it, because at that point, you showing me that you dating to please other people, not your boo. You weren't thinking about me in that place. You was thinking about how I look in front of these people.
Yep.
So fuck them. And fuck you too now. You know what? It's over. We done. You shouldn't ask me. You shouldn't ask me that.
You know,
you know what? We're done. Done. Yep. Don't call me again. I know it's what type of person you are now. Because if you're willing to go through this length to embarrass me, imagine when I actually make you mad.
Yep.
Man.
So, that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, shout out to the niggas out there that got it, that could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing it, man.
Oh, good for you.
It's got to be some niggas out here that can do it.
And women too. Some women be getting out of the bag too. So shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to these women.
They be having a bag.
And if I get there, then I'm speaking from the place I'm at now. If I get to that type of money, of course, I don't have no problem doing it if it ain't nothing to me. But where I'm at right now, I'm just speaking from how my pockets talk to me. Mm-mm.
Right.
No.
Hey, my nigga, we don't got it.
I look down at my wallet. He giving me that look like, come on, bro.
You knew better than even look over here. No.
I'm having a sidebar conversation.
Yeah. Now I can move some money over there. What money can you move, my nigga? Come on. Stop it. Stop it. But, you know, shout out to them people, man. Shout out to the group, the small percentage of people that actually got it. It ain't hurting them. And shout out to the people that's trying to make it look like they got it. There's got to be some of y'all, too, in the world. So, you know.
Hey, oh, man.
Acting like you got it. Man, I hate that plagues the black community so much.
It does. And I don't understand
all the fake. You know what I mean? You can have nice stuff, but I'm more the type like, even I can get the low stuff and still look nice. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's how you present yourself.
Versace and all this shit. Like, right. I mean, now if I got the money, it's a different ball game we talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But until then, I'll stick with my little polo Ralph Lauren. You feel me? That's all. You know. It ain't polo though. You know, my nigga. Or it ain't Ralph, though. That's what my nigga Kanye say. It ain't Ralph.
Right.
So I'll stick to my little Ralph, you know what I'm saying? My little gold chain, small gold chain.
I'm not.
That's cool. Well, moving on, man. But hey, y'all let us know in the comment section. Do y'all think that it's okay? Or like, is that embarrassing to, you know, in his case, like, should he have paid for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Are we tripping? You know what I'm saying? We could be tripping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You give us a valid point enough, and maybe you could make us see it a different way.
Right. You know what I'm
mm-hmm. So that's that. Hypothetical time, man. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Here we go, man. All right. Okay. Here's my hypothetical. So it's graduation day for your daughter. She pretty much graduated from film school. She got pretty much film school to be a director and learn film and whatnot, right? Everything all good. Hey, man, that's my baby. That's my baby. That's how you do it. Everybody out there supporting her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I did it, Dad. I did it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Six months down the road, she ended up moving to California. You know, and y'all live in Indiana. She moved to California and everything. It's all going good.
She big time.
Yeah, we talking to her every day. It's like, yeah, Dad, I've been, I'm directing now. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I say, you know, what's you doing? Are you directing? Like, yeah, I'm doing little film projects and stuff. Oh, okay, cool. Like, well, hey, me and your mom, we saved up some money. We're going to come out to Cali, come check you out. Oh, yeah, come on, Dad, no problem. Come on through like that or whatever. Get situated, go to Cali, sightsee. She meet up with you. Hey, Dad, hey, mom, da-da. All happy and everything. All right, cool. So we set up the whole scene. So I'm shooting the scene here in a little park, late night park alley. It's a murder scene. Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool. So y'all standing up, y'all setting up shop and everything, everybody getting around. So the scene getting set up, you know, there's two chicks walking, like, oh, quiet on set. Yeah, okay, quiet on set and everything's getting real. Yeah, here it comes. Ah, some Jason Scream shit like that or whatever.
Yeah, bitches,
where y'all go? Ah, they running for their life. And they happen to trip and fall in some mud and all that good stuff. Then it's the killer catch up to them and shit. Oh, shit, yeah, bitch. Ripping their clothes off. Now they completely naked. And then the killer got the knife. He's like, if you bitches want to live, you know what you got to do.
Not poor with a storyline. No. Not poor with a storyline. No. No.
My God. My God. Hey. I was like, at first, I thought you were about to, like, I don't know where the hell I thought this was going, but porn was not it.
All right, wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. Is my daughter filming this, or is she in
She's
it?
The director.
Oh, okay.
She's directing the film. She's directing the film, right?
Hey.
And you just, you're sitting there watching, you're, oh my God, damn. Like, you in shock, because you, like, you didn't know what your daughter was directing.
No.
They was doing the thing. You had a boom operator. Let me hear that sex.
And they got the camera all up in there. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Man, after my own heart right there. Let's get it.
I'm about to murder this pussy now. Yeah, girl. You know, so all that good stuff.
He's saying all of the lines.
I'm about to slash it up in here.
I'm going to slash that pussy. Hell no. Oh man, that's hilarious!
Yeah, you know everything's all over. Your daughter say, that's a wrap. Good job, guys. We'll be back here tomorrow." Then she get runs up to you guys. Walks up to you guys. Hey, what you guys think? So at that point, you're the parent, you see your daughter. How would you feel in that moment? What are you gonna say to her? And she's like, yeah, Dad, this is like my 10th film I directed. I'm doing good.
You want to go or you want to, what you want? I'll let you go, India. Go ahead.
So, I would honestly, I would probably whoop her ass for two reasons. One, you didn't tell me what kind of shit you were directing. Two, not only did you not tell me, you didn't think to give me a warning before I brought my ass here that you were going to be shooting some fake ass Freddy versus Jason. What? No.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me anything.
Nah, didn't she would say, I told you the titles. I'm going to slash that bitch. I'm going to thrill that bitch. I'm going to slice gag that bitch. Bitch better get the gag. No, she dead.
Okay.
She's like, you didn't catch none of that from the film titles I did?
Hell no. Absolutely not. I don't know what I would do, honestly. I mean, make your money. I'll send you some ponchos in the mail. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what to do. As long as she's not in them.
She doing good. Like, got a Tesla. She got her own house. Nice ass house in California.
I could not watch people have sex all day. I would honestly.
Your screen froze again.
Oh my God. I still hear y'all.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I would definitely have to have a talk with her. Like, how did this happen? What were you going to tell me? And as long as you're happy.
All right. Let me see. Look. I'm going to be honest with you. This is how it's going to go for you, boy. They say cut. He run up. You know what I'm saying? He run up. He ready to slash the. Yeah, if you want to live, yeah. you're going to have to bust that pussy open. I don't know. I don't know what the line is. But he say that. I don't know the lines, but you know, shit, they get down, they doing it. I'm like, oh shit, this is what we doing. Okay, after I figure out this is what we doing, I'm all in. I'm rooting for my daughter like she in the playoffs. I'm like, yeah, that once they cut it and they be like, cut, that's it for the day. It's a wrap, y'all. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
My girl.
Yeah, go ahead, bust that pussy open. Yeah, that was a good line. You wrote that line in there where he say, y'all gonna have to bust that pussy open. Yeah, that's a good shit right there. That's good. I like that. You know my motto. Let me hear that sex. Go ahead, do it. I hear that. Get that money.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I'm happy for my daughter, G, because guess what? She found a way. She figured it out. She got a Tesla. She got a nice house.
Yeah, Tesla got a nice house. No apartment, none of that. She got her own house. She living by herself, making her own money. Like everything. She doing good.
And I seen a little sex for free. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, okay, you know, all right. And if this is what you want to do? She said, yeah, I'm doing good. Bet we doing good then. I'm okay.
Dinner's on you.
Yeah. And also, I'm proud of my daughter. I'm about to show people. I'm like, hey, yeah, my daughter directed this movie. Man, let me show you something. Let me show you that movie that my daughter directed. Look at it.
Oh, my God. Look at
it. It's called Slash a Gag. Come on. Come check it out.
Slash a Gag.
Slash
a Gag. Come on. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to show everybody my little daughter's pornos. So she doing well.
Daughter's pornos.
Yeah.
And she's directing. She's the director.
If she's getting fucked, we're having a complete.
Oh, no. No, she only directs. She guarantees that she, like, none of that. She only directs all
man,
the
sex. Then get it in. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it in. You know what I'm saying? We got to get this money, however, by any means possible.
Mm-hmm.
By any means.
That's insane.
She got my full support. Full support.
Hey, man. I like this energy here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would support it. I'd be like, damn, I didn't see that coming. You know what I mean? But yeah, hey, as long as you're able to sustain and take care of yourself with no help, and you live in California, which is high as hell, and you doing the damn thing.
You're frozen again.
Oh
my God. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I mean, we can hear you. Well, I can hear you on
Duo.
on Duo, but not.
Okay, Riverside. Jeez Louise, and I'm about to end that.
Yeah. You're fine.
But, yeah, I don't have no problem with my daughter, you know what I'm saying? She is she filming it? Look, when we had this hypothetical when it was about us just being it. A boom operator for sex,
yeah.
I'm in. How much money is she making? You know, I'm all the way in. I'm like, shit, every day let me hear that sex. So at the same time, she let me see that sex, you know what I'm saying? Bet. We the same people, me and her. You know what I'm saying? That's my daughter, and I can see why. You know what I'm saying? So, I understand she want to get to the bag. So, hey, no issues out of me. I might have to, like, you know, her mother might be a different, you know, story.
100%.
But yeah. I'm gonna calm her down. I'm like, look, she making good money. She ain't out here in front of the camera. She behind the scenes. And these girls is going to have sex without her no matter what. And the guy, too. Like, they was going to be in somebody else's movie. So it might as well be right. Hers. So, but storyline porn is terrible anyway. But still, it's like, hey, maybe she'll be a pioneer. So
storyline porn is horrendous.
It's just like the... The actors be like purposely bad. Like, hey, I'm here to deliver a pizza. Oh.
Who says
come
that?
Come in. Right. Like, hey, come in. Oh, okay. I just need to go get cash. All right. I'll stand right here. And then they just come back with nothing on. It's like, I don't have any cash, but I can pay you another way. Oh. Whoa. That's
oh my gosh.
No, this is just storyline porn. It's awful. That's that old HBO late night stay up.
Yeah.
And HBO don't even do that no more. They knew that shit was over. They was like, we gotta get rid of this.
They was not gonna make no money. Ain't no point.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I noticed that and the HBO porn, like HBO porn, like shows, because we just used to sneak and watch it. But the HBO porn shows, I started noticing it was the same people in all of them. I'm like, wait a second, when this nigga in the last college days three? What is going on? what's going on? What's the same dude from the last one?
There's some cycling
actors.
But thank you for holding it down, India, Dom. Sorry for technical issues. But yeah, that was my hypothetical, man. You know,
that was good.
Yeah, man. Good shit.
Yeah, I thought y'all would catch on. I know you, I saw Dom laugh and I was like, what is nigga going? I kinda caught on
after you said movie is going to California. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I think she's about to do a little bit of pornography.
The serial killer thing, and I was like, oh, okay. He's not doing that. Your ass is doing that.
Then he said that mud, and I said, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hypothetical. Good,
yeah, man. Go on, for
that
sure.
That was good.
All right, so let's get into the emotional thought this week, y'all. So the emotional thought this week is simple question. What's something that as a kid you loved to do or you did or, you know, you ate? I don't know, anything that you feel like, you know, is a thing that kids do that you never grew out of. As an adult, you still do it. You still watch it, maybe. I don't know. Whatever it is, you know, eat it. Whatever the situation may be. What's something childish that you never grew out of?
I never grew out of?
Yep.
I think this might be childish.
Or you just don't want to grow out of.
I know it's childish, but we still do it. What is it called? I mock you. Me and Mark have the thing. We do it. Yeah. We do it faithfully. Like, we just do it. I don't care. She be happy. She could be telling me a good story, and at the end, I'll listen, then I'll drop. Yeah, so I did this. And I'm like, okay, I don't know.
I'll do that with my wife, like, on the phone.
I know that's petty. That's not petty, but it's childish, because, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. You just want to get a ride.
You can't fight the urge.
Yeah.
And what? Something I still do. I know it's childish, but if my wife does something, this is petty and childish. And, like, I feel like if she do something to me, anything, I'll be like, all right, you don't got to talk. I ain't your friend right now. And I'll walk away. I'm going to be quiet.
We're not friends no more.
We're not friends no more. We're roommates. I'm walking away.
Not roommates.
No, but okay, that's a good one though. How about you, India? What's some childish that you haven't grown out of?
I would definitely say laughing at the wrong things or at the most inappropriate times.
Oh yeah.
I used to do that all the time when I was little, like especially at church. So I used to get popped all the time. And then I thought, I'll outgrow it when I get older. Not at all.
That's in you. That's just in you. That's a part of your DNA right there.
That shit does not go away. Like, it could be a dead ass serious conversation. Like, it happened to me a couple weekends ago. Somebody was telling a serious story about one of their family members. And, like, it was awful. But I was over here like, not to laugh at the way they said something. I said, "Oh, no. You gotta stop."
Oh man, you fuck up a word around me. I'm about to get on your ass. I just can't.
Oh my gosh. I can't help but laugh. Man, yeah, it's definitely one of those things I thought that would get better with time, but I think it actually gets worse as I've gotten older. So I don't think it's ever. It's ever gonna go away.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. I'm never gonna stop playing video games, G. I don't really give a fuck what nobody say.
People think that's childish.
Oh, it's childish. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you still playing video games? Kill yourself. Cause yes. I'm still playing these video games.
Right.
I grew up on video games. Mario, all of that, Sonic, Ninja Turtle, all that, and it just developed into more and more. Like now, it's Call of Duty, it's Horizon, but it's always gonna be a game for me. I can guarantee it. Like I was talking to my guys, and we was playing Call of Duty, and we was just like talking. We was like, "Man, when y'all think we gonna be done with this shit?" And I was like, "I'll be honest with you, bro. I don't think we ever gonna be done." the games that got so advanced that like. This is damn near our guy time now where we talking to each other. We not really talking about the game when we talking. We just, we playing, but we just talking about a bunch of, BS. Right. And now it's developed into our guy time where like niggas used to go shoot pool and do all that. Mm-hmm. This is what we doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So video games, I'm never going to grow out of it. Ever.
No.
I thought it was this little stint in college where I was like, I wasn't playing games like that because I was out. I was outside. I was out college parties at events, doing stuff like a college kid would do. And then once life got back a little bit or further away from school, I was like, I looked at my game system and was like, yeah, I'm still here. I was like, let's get it in. Mm-hmm. Let's get it in. We back at it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm right here, babe. What's up?
My video game accepted me back with open arms. Like, hey, man, come on. Let's get it in. Mm-hmm. We back. I'm like, all right, man, let's do it. That was like a good little stretch, too, where I went. I mean, I played here and there with like my roommate, but I wasn't really into it. It was just, I'm outside, man. We about to go out and have fun. But nah, I'm never going to get too old for a good video game.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. That's what's up.
Do y'all got any more?
If you said you had to pass the time to play a game, pop in the game, play a session, like, Damn, bro, we gotta wait a whole hour. Bro, if you play a game before you know it, it's time to go.
It's time to go. Yep.
Man.
That shit hurts sometimes. Especially if you gotta like get to sleep or something because you got something to do in the morning. Time will start going so fast, bro. It'd be times where like I'll play one mission. I'm like, damn, that shit took me 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even notice though. You just played it. And you look at the clock and you're like, damn. Then make you want to go ahead and keep finishing. Like, damn, I want to keep playing, but I got priorities. That's the dope part of me now, where it's like, damn, I want to keep finishing, but I got to get some rest.
But, need that sleep, man. Yeah. Sleep. Yeah, you don't want to be dragging to work.
Yo, as a kid, we would stay up for 24 fucking hours. And I mean,
man.
I remember when Halo first came out, me and my cousin stayed up from the moment he got the game and put the disc into the Xbox all the way past that time the next day, still playing the same game, to the point his mom and his dad came in there like, have y'all been asleep? And it was like, nah,
damn,
we just in that mug zombie-fied out, still playing like, oh, we could get further like,
yeah, ridiculous. That's how I go, bro. You grinding.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, though.
It is.
When you're excited about a game when it first comes out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think that's going to be... That's one of my things. Do y'all have another one?
Mine is Disney movies.
Disney movies?
I don't give a damn.
Like animations? Oh, yeah.
I think I'm past that point, but go ahead.
But I'm right along with India. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, claymations, cartoons, anything that's like animated stuff, I'm going to watch it. Like,
yeah.
I get it. They say they're supposed to be for kids, but like, bro, they be having so many like slick adult puns in that bitch.
And
like,
shit, yeah.
Yeah, so, bro, I'm going to watch it.
Like, y'all talking about the recent shit they got, too, though?
No. I'm talking about stuff from my childhood.
Like Pixar?
Because I'm talking about a comfort thing.
Oh, comfort stuff?
Because I feel like, recently, they should kind of... I'm not interested in looking at it. Like, even when Pixar come out, like, that Lightyear shit that came out, I was like, I'm cool.
No.
I'm talking about, my stuff that I like to watch... It's kind of adult theme, but like even like the recent it's on Netflix, the Sea Beast or whatever. I watched it because I was like, man, yeah, bitch. Like, I don't know, you know, it's not even like that, but it's like real adult shit going on.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, man, if I was in that bitch, I'd be like, who the fuck you talking to, nigga? Like, I laid down my life for your ass. Like, it was a scene like that. And I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but it's like, know your worth, man. But like, I don't know, man. Like movies, like little anime movie stuff. I'm going to watch it, bro. Like, I'm definitely going to have my son watch Coraline. Like, that's my shit, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's like, it's weird. It's creepy and weird, and I just like shit like that.
Y'all, so, I mean, just real quick. I mean, I know this is a side note, but like, what's y'all favorite Disney movies? Top five? Yeah. You can include Disney originals. Nah. It ain't got to be in no order. You can include the Disney originals.
You can go first, Indy.
Okay. So definitely Hercules. Up, Up, and Away. Oh. Damn. The Luck of the Irish is my shit.
Okay. With the Disney originals.
Yes. Smart House.
Okay.
There's one more.
It's got to be movies or TV shows. It's got to be
movies. Let's movies.
Yep. Damn. One more. I know I'm missing one.
There's so much stuff you're missing that I'm like.
There's a lot. So
There is. Go ahead, Mr. Wavy.
Like Lion King for me.
Yes, sir.
We gonna watch Lion King. Then we got Gotta Watch Aladdin.
Come on.
Lion King, Aladdin, Toy Stories. Let's watch the first Toy Story. Just I'm gonna do the first one. God, the Wily kind of like I'm doing the first one. So Lion King, Aladdin, Toy Stories. Then when you came in with I fucks with Monster Inc. Then my last one that hit me, and I was like, hit me hard, Up.
I kind of knew you was gonna say that. Okay, Up.
That shit hit me, bro.
Okay,
broke a nigga heart.
Let me see.
So Lion King, Aladdin, Toy Stories, Monster Inc., and Up. Oh, honorable mention, Incredibles.
Damn.
Okay. Damn. Okay. That I'm changing mine.
Oh, you're changing yours? All right, let me back out. Go ahead.
All right. So Hercules, because I pulled these hoes up because I knew I was forgetting some. Hercules, Up and Away, okay. The Incredibles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say Princess and the Frog, but her ass was a frog for most of the movie.
Y'all mad at that, bro. They bogus.
Maleficent and Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Yeah.
You talking about the first Maleficent, right?
The first Maleficent, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me hit y'all over the head real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Lion King.
Okay.
Aladdin.
All right.
Oh yeah!
Come on, put some respect on my girl.
Okay, that's a banger right there. Okay,
yes sir. Let's put some respect on my girl.
Damn, I forgot all about that. I was gonna see that shit in theaters. That's the shit. Yeah, okay.
So did I. Yeah.
Girl, move. Let's put some respect on Emperor's New Groove.
Oh,
Emperor's New Groove is a good movie.
Okay,
get into the Emperor's New Groove, and then for the last one, this is where it get difficult for me because I could go like a couple of ways. I want to say Incredibles, but y'all said Incredibles.
But it's a good movie.
It is. Incredibles is one of my all-time favorite movies. Mm-hmm.
Wally.
I never seen it.
You seen
that's
that,
when
bro?
I start. That's when I started growing out of the Disney movie.
Oh, okay. Bro. But that was real life shit though. But yeah, Wally for sure.
I want to say Incredibles, G, because it's just an all-time, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's what we're going with. Lion King, Aladdin, Mulan, Emperor's New Groove, Incredibles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's solid.
Easy.
That's good.
Dang, I should have threw my nigga Johnny Tsunami in there. I forgot about the...
about Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah, my nigga was out there surfing, and then he moved to, I forgot where, he got on that snowboard, and he still was killing it. You feel mm-hmm. me?
You know what? Yeah. And I feel like it would be harder to do Disney originals for me.
Now?
Really?
Because there were so many, like, good-ass Disney original movies.
What was the one with the roller skates? It was called, but roller blades, my bad. What was it called? It had the dudes, they was roller blades.
Oh, damn, you going old school.
Shit, man. What was that movie? He had the long hair and the helmet.
What's the black dude from Power Ranger? He was on there. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. Dang, man.
Damn, that, whoa, where did that come from? Wow, bro.
I used to really fuck with that movie, so every time it came on, I was like, oh, shit, let me get out, let me go sit down, let's get some food, we about to watch it. Every single time, and I forgot the name of the movie, but both Johnny Tsunamis was on point.
Yeah, because what was it? The dead said, it was a word that I took from there, Nunya, and then ever since that, it was like, none of your business. And I was like, oh. I can use that.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about.
Xenon, Smart House.
Oh, Xenon, Smart House. Yep, Smart House was good. Johnny's
Color of Friendship.
Oh, no,
that shit
one.
Was controversial for my young ass. Remember, they thought they were getting, getting a exchange student to their house. It was a black family. They were getting an exchange student from Africa. And she came in and she was white.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They asses was shook.
Oh, you know what else was good? What's the shit with T and Tamara when they had turned...
17 again.
17 again. Yes.
Oh, that's
come
a classic.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Let's get into it. Yeah. So, T and Tamara.
Oh, and Don't Look Under the Bed?
Damn, did I see that?
Oh, yep, classic.
That shit scared the hell out of me with the boogeyman.
I feel like I ain't see that one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It was scary as hell.
She did kind of used to try to shield us from, like.
No, that was good of her.
Yeah. Like, she ain't want me watching that So Raven, but it was still the future I could see. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm still was watching that shit. But she ain't want me to watch it ever. Yeah. She really cut it out on, but at that point I was pretty much done, so the joke was on her. But my little sister was still trying to watch it. Well, Wizards of Waverly Place.
So the movie was talking about.
She really was like, no.
Brink.
I think Brink. It was just called yes. Brink. Yep.
Yes. Why was it called Brink?
I forgot. I don't remember, but yep, Brink. Yes. That was a good ass movie.
Yeah, he was cool with it though, bro.
Yeah, I'll probably look back at it now like, damn, that shit wasn't even that cool. But still, it was a good movie for when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Johnny Tsunami. It was another one, too. And I can't think of it right now, but it's going to pop in my head.
Yeah, but, I liked Quince, where the girl had...
Oh, yeah,
five kids.
Yep. That's when I first found out Quince was like the term for... Having
for
five
kids.
Yeah. What was yeah, the one Hillary Duff was in where she was in Cadet Kelly.
Yes.
Cadet Kelly was cool.
Her and old girl. What's the chick from Kim Possible? Her and old girl's name.
Oh, Ren from Ren, Even Stevens.
Yep. Yeah, she got the faded. Even Stevens movie was on point.
Yeah.
Too.
It was.
Mm. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
I liked that movie. I think it's called The Other Me. Where he basically made like another version of himself. It's the same kid from Brink.
I do remember. I know what you're talking about.
I thought that was what's his name? I thought that was he cloned himself, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's not the same kid from Brink.
Nah, it was what's the three brothers?
Yes, it's the youngest one of those three brothers. Because one of them was on what's that show?
And he was like hiding them in the crib or something.
Boy Meets World. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, nah, not Boy Meets World. Oh,
the second one, like the second brother, was on Boy Meets World.
Yo, I gotta look these up.
Oh yeah, see we bringing up shit from damn.
Yeah, because they were all in a movie together where like the shipwrecked or something like that.
Yeah, the Lawrence brothers.
The Lawrence brothers, yes.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence, Charles.
Yeah, so it was taking over Disney.
Matthew Lawrence, Andrew Lawrence. Yeah, Andrew Lawrence was there in that movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not bringing these people up. This is crazy. This is like wild.
Yo, it's a lot of shit on here. I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking at all these.
Talking about
like,
childhood,
damn.
Like, yeah, nostalgic. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like this new, it's so crazy. I don't want to go on a tangent, but like.
The Poof Point.
What is it?
I love the Poof Point.
The Poof Point. That had.
And you know that's on Disney Plus.
Is it?
What is it?
Yes.
That's Poof when Point. The parent, it got Marcus Lowry, Hanging with Mr. Cooper and then his wife, and they start acting like kids, basically, like they start
they're scientists.
Going, yeah, and they start acting younger, but they still in their bodies.
Pool point?
The poof point.
Poof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Like, so what happened? They had an experiment and their mind was
start going back
aging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was solid. Yep. Ooh.
Damn.
Hey, we going too far back, boy. This is making me feel old as hell. Hell no, this is making me feel old as fuck. That's crazy. But yeah, Poof Point was good, though.
Yeah.
Good stuff, okay.
That's when Disney was black.
Man, Disney was really getting it in. At one point, it was no wrong they could do, G. At one point, like, I don't even remember. At some points... I don't even think I was turning to no other channels. Like, I was going straight to Disney. Like,
Disney stayed on for a little minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, it was still Disney and Cartoon Network, really.
I fucked with Nickelodeon a little bit. Only for, like, Rocket Power or, Rocket Power on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I fuck with?
Did you watch The Wild Thornberrys?
A little bit. SpongeBob. Damn. Nickelodeon was... Arnold. Hey Arnold was definitely strong. Hey Arnold was a strong one. I didn't like Cat Dog. Jimmy Neutron was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay. But what Nickelodeon hit on, and is arguably the best thing, best cartoon out of all three networks, Disney, and Cartoon Network, and Nickelodeon, the Avatar. That's when they had a hit with that. When they came with the Avatar, that was a bona fide hit. It wasn't nothing nobody could say. And I was watching that every Sunday, no matter what. Damn. The Avatar was a bona fide hit. But yeah, you know, Cartoon Network had they run too. You had Dexter, Johnny Bravo.
I think I watched Dexter and Ed and Eddie.
Oh yeah,
Ed, more than Ed, anything. Eddie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I watched scared me. I didn't like Courage that much. I didn't like Courage.
That shit scared me.
I was definitely Girls. Oh, Powerpuff Girls was strong. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody say. I was fucking with Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
People try to make you feel bad for that as a kid. Oh, you be watching Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, yes, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
But Powerpuff Girls and Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack was big for me, too. Toonami all together was hot. But, yeah. Dang, we kind of got... I got off. I think we got off. Well, I got off.
You did.
Got us off.
But that's
track.
Okay. It was still relevant. Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about shows, so...
Right.
That's cool.
Do y'all have any other things that y'all feel like is
childhood stuff
that you never grew out of or you won't grow out of?
No. I think that's about it.
I don't think
really.
So.
Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all let us know in the comment section, man. What's something that's childish that you haven't, or people consider childish? It may not be childish to you. People consider it childish that you're not gonna grow out of or you haven't grown out of. Stuff like that. You just let us know in the comment section, man. Let's go ahead and get into the review segment. We got a couple reviews to do. I think this first one is a movie that, from the previews, I was like, damn, okay, this actually looked kind of good. I feel like Kevin Hart took a little bit of a break, but it's like a small break. It's a break for Kevin Hart. Because Kevin Hart was just everywhere at one point, like and he still is doing a lot of stuff, but it was just it's a little second before we seen the Kevin Hart, you know, comedy movie. So The Man from Toronto is what I'm talking about. Is a Netflix original. It came out, I want to say, the weekend before last, June 24th. And it's starring, you know, Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson. And it's about the world's deadliest assassin and New York's biggest screw up are mistaken for each other at an Airbnb rental. And basically how they end up getting out of this situation. How they, you know, they just basically trying to work out the situation throughout the movie. It was rated PG-13. It's only 1 hour and 50 minutes long. This is a good combination that I never know that I would like.
Right.
I would see, and I like.
Yeah. Oh my god!
You know what I'm saying? It's a good combination of co-stars that I never thought, like, oh man, these two would be good together. So
yeah,
it was good in that way. It's very much what you expect from a Kevin Hart movie, though, like as far as comedy wise. Like Kevin Hart, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, because I don't know, I feel like people be taking Kevin Hart for granted, bro. It's funny. He was funny to me. I don't care what nobody say. He's funny. The movie is funny. The stuff he was saying in the movie is funny. But it's just what Kevin Hart is. That's his humor.
Yeah.
And I think that the movie did that very well. They had, you know, even funny parts for Woody Harrelson's character, which his name is The Man from Toronto. dang, that's crazy. That's his name throughout the whole movie. And Kevin Hart plays Teddy. And I like the theme that they stuck along with as far as like The Man from Toronto and how it played out with other people getting involved.
Yeah.
overall, I think as far as comedy goes, Netflix is coming with it on the movie end lately.
Okay.
I think slightly. They get in like big name stars to do movie Netflix originals, and I think this is one of the a good flagship movie for them because they not in theaters, you know what I'm saying? But this is easily a movie that could have went to theaters. This is not, they not just putting movies that on there that's not, that can't make it to theaters, you know what I'm saying? This is clearly a movie that would have been in theaters and would have done well. So overall for me, I think this was a successful, solid, funny movie. You get a little bit of humor, you get some action in there. You even, you know, get a little bit of the friendship, trying to become friends type story. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Overall, good movie for me. What's y'all thoughts? I didn't even know you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, he got kicked out.
Okay. So, overall, out of 10, I'm going to say for the man for Toronto, we're going to go. It's not surprising what happens in the movie at all.
You feel like you expected it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's that type of movie, though. Like, it's I'm not looking for a twist in a comedy movie, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If it is, you know, I'm excited, but... You know, we kind of knew what the movie was. So I'm going
to say. You just came here to laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, you just came to laugh. With that being said, out of 10, let's go 6.5. It's rewatchable for sure. Rewatchable. You could pop it in with a group of people, laugh at some of the stuff. And it's a movie where one of the movies where if you've seen it, you could talk through it. You ain't got to like pay attention every second and nothing like that. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's The Man from Toronto. Go ahead, check it out. It's on Netflix. Like I said, it's out now. All right, moving on. We got Disney Plus. Look, I've been on Disney Plus. Like I said this week, I've been going through all of the Marvel series, the superhero shows. I'm almost caught up with pretty much everything I think that's been out on as far as Marvel originals that's coming out on Disney Plus. So I went through Hawkeye this week and Moon Knight. Moon Knight is what I'm gonna review this today. So Moon Knight is a mini TV series. It's rated TV-14. It's not, so you know. I seen like a post saying before the movie came out that they would be trying to go kind of dark with this Moon Knight, but I don't really think they went that dark. I mean, comparing to, you know, what we've seen with Daredevil and Punisher, you know what I'm saying? This is not. But I also, this is kind of what's bothering me about it being on Disney Plus, because I actually do think that this show suffered a little bit because it was on Disney Plus. And it would have been a little bit better on Netflix or Hulu or something to where they can, you know, push that have line more freedom. A little bit. Yeah. So, the show is about Stephen Grant discovers he's being granted the powers of an Egyptian moon god. But he soon finds out that these newfound powers can be both a blessing and a curse to his troubled life. If you know anything about Moon Knight,
are you frozen on your end?
I am. Nope. But you are. Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, we're good. Okay. All right, cool.
All right. But if you know anything about Moon Knight, well, first you got Oscar Isaac, who's playing Mark Spector. Dang it. Dad shouldn't have said that. you got Oscar Isaac, who's playing... he's playing Stephen
Grant. I'm not going to remember. Okay.
Okay, he's playing Stephen Grant. And then you got Ethan Hawke. He in here too. He's playing Arthur Harrow. He's, you know, older Ethan Hawke now. You got May Kalamaui, who's playing Layla El Fali. I don't know how to say all of this, but Overall, basically, you starting out with Moon Knight, or you starting out with Steve Van Grant, trying to figure out, he basically waking up in places that he don't belong. Mm-hmm. And he like, what the fuck is going on? Like, he waking up in the middle of the day, and he out in a mountain somewhere. And he like, yo, what the hell is happening? Like, and he be going to sleep with a chain on his leg so he don't, you know, go nowhere, because he recognizes that his body is moving while he's sleeping, and he ending up in these wild ass places.
Mm-hmm.
So the TV show basically follows Steven, where he going, how it's happening, and then you start to see that it's a whole nother thing going on, and Steven is starting to get caught up in it. And if you know anything about Moon Knight, then you understand right off the bat what it is. He suffers from what is it called? Having another personality?
Schizophrenia.
Split personality. So he mm-hmm. has another personality inside of him that's operating on the times that he not operating.
Yeah.
And that is Mark Spector. So, small spoiler. Okay. You'll figure that out by the second episode. So.
Okay, cool.
But Mark Spector know exactly what the fuck going on. And you start figuring out towards the show, like, how Mark and Steven is, how they connected. How this, like, you know, because it's kind of like two people first meeting each other at the beginning. But then, mm-hmm. and then, like, but, like, Mark knows about Steven the whole time. Steven don't know nothing about Mark. So it's like him meeting Mark for the first time, but it's within. It's within. Yeah. So you're seeing an internal struggle there. And then what I do like about what Disney is doing with these shows is that they really going deep in on different ethnicities and different, like, cultures and different stuff like that. So this is real deep in, like, Egyptian historic stuff, type stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's overseas. It's not based in America at all. So that's cool too. And they even did that with Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel was deep on the Indian tip. Mm-hmm. Not like Indian as in Native American, but like India.
Okay.
And American Indian families as well. Or is it just Indian? But maybe not Indy, but Pakistani. But Pakistan mm-hmm. is in India. Never mind. So I'm right.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah. Marvel is going really hard on that note. As far as a lot of these shows and movies is going, they like, all right, Black Panther is black. Let's go real deep into black.
Yeah.
That's good,
though.
And that's good. You're getting a lot more representation that way, and they're doing a good job of that. So, same thing with Moon Knight. They went deep into the Egyptian stuff. And you got, like, some cool little, you know, things about Egypt in there and all that. Overall, though, it was some episodes where I was like, it wasn't moving fast enough. It was like, it was just moving a little slow. But mm-hmm. then once you in it, though, like, once they got on a little roll to, like, it's like, oh, shit, okay, now what's next? What's next? Like, you start wanting to see what's next. But it is, like, a little period of the show where it's, like, a little slow to me.
Yeah.
And for it to only be 6 episodes, I'm like, damn, I feel like they wasting time. Like, can y'all get to the shit? As far as action go, it was okay. It was decent. I learned a little bit more about Moon Knight powers than I knew. I didn't know certain things about his powers. So that's cool. And you also kind of, I do like what they did with how he has his powers, his mm-hmm. His connection to the god that gives him his power. I like the balance that they had in that to explain, like, you know, it ain't all peaches and cream between them two. They both trying to serve some type of purpose. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
Overall, though, the show is solid. It's a solid show.
It sounds good. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a decent show. Oh, last thing that I want to see if they do this. I don't think they're going to actually make another season of Moon Knight. I think they should possibly. But one thing I would like to see, though, is since this show is based heavily on, like, Egyptian gods and things like that. But now that I've seen Thor, Love and Thunder, they mm-hmm. didn't dip into Greek mythology. They didn't. Now they dipping into, Thor is based in Norse mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So now they dipped into Greek mythology. Moon Knight is in Egyptian mythology. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like, is all of these gods and all of this stuff going to start playing a purpose into the, like, greater Marvel universe? You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the route they're going, but it's just this is like the third thing I done seen with a different god and, you know, all types of stuff like that. Make you kind of wonder. Overall, though, it was a solid show. I think it's definitely worth the watch. Is it rewatchable? It's only 6 episodes, so yeah, I could watch it again, especially for more context. Out of 10. Out of 10, because I don't remember what I said about Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but I think this is probably the fourth best one.
Okay.
Out of 10, this is a 6.5. I'm going to go 6.5 again. But it was good. Mark, the dude that played Mark, did an amazing job on the acting tip. Oscar Isaac,
mm-hmm.
he acted his ass off. He acted That's his fucking up. Ass off. Because you'll see that the two personalities that he playing is mm-hmm. two completely different ass people. Like, not even close. And he acted his ass off. He did a good job, so... On that note, I low key just for his acting, I'll go up 7. I'll say 7.
That's cool.
Because he did a good job. So yeah, go check it out. Moon Knight. It's on Disney Plus. 6 episodes. Not long. About an hour long. 42 minute long episodes ish. 45, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go check it out. And that's all I got for the TV movie review. Oh, and the outfits. The last thing I got to say about Moon Knight. His outfit, fire. I'll put him up there for best superhero outfit. One of the best superhero outfits. Him. And that's about... I don't think nobody fucking with his outfit. I ain't gonna lie to you. He best dressed. He out there best dressed. Okay. I fuck with him. Yeah. So, yeah. Moving on. So we got the album review. All right. So this album, I sent this to y'all. I was like, you know, I ain't heard nothing from my nigga Steve Lacy in a while. Nothing ain't really dropped mm-hmm. this week either. I'm like, all right, let's see what's going on with Steve Lacy. I'm a fan of Steve Lacy because he's a part of this group called The Internet that I used to really fuck with. They don't really make music together no more, but that's how I first heard of him. And then he ended up going solo in 2017. He had this EP called Steve Lacy's Demo. And when I say that bitch, it's only 6 songs, but it's some fire in that bitch. You got Ride, Dark Red, some, like, he was snapping on that bitch. And it's only 14 minutes long. If you want to get a, like, introduction to Steve Lacy, I suggest you start at Steve Lacy's Demo EP. But, so it's been a while since he ended up coming out with an album, I want to say, in 2019. Yeah. It's called Apollo mm-hmm. 21. And I didn't really listen to it. I'll be honest with you. I did listen to it one time through and I didn't like it. And I was like, oh, okay. Maybe yeah. I should go. I think this is one maybe I should go back to and listen. So basically, it's easy to say I haven't been really I haven't been listening to Steve Lacy like that. So when I seen he came out with this album this weekend, it's called Gemini Rights. It's 10 songs long, 35 minutes long. It's not super long. It's not no heavy on the heavy on features. You got one feature with Fouché. And then Matt Martians. Mm-hmm. That's it. But first song right off the back, I didn't know my nigga was gay. Bisexual. Mm-hmm. I had no clue my nigga was bisexual, but yeah, he bisexual straight up.
Yeah.
But then again, I did know. I don't know. I did know because I remember I heard him talking and he would just explain something. I was like, something about him seemed gay. But he bisexual. So. Oh my gosh. No, it ain't nothing.
I know you're just saying, like, you're stating a fact, but it's the way you said it. Something about him seemed gay.
Yeah, somebody seemed gay, but he bisexual, so I was close. No cigar, I was already there, though. I was right in the area. But I just kind of gave, because, you know, he was in Steve Lacy's demo. You talking about, you know, hitting the girl in the back seat. You feel me? So I say, all right. But then first song on here, he say, you know, I'm done with these niggas. I'm about to get back on these bitches. I say, wait, you was on niggas? I had no clue. I had no clue.
I was like, oh, all right, oh, do your thing. Okay,
this is all right,
babe. Do what you need to do.
I'm not gonna stop listening, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. Let's see what else you got. But then like so the more the songs went on, like I was just like, okay, until he got to, let's see, I think Bad Habit. I was like, okay, Bad Habit is solid. Bad Habit is a solid song. Amber is solid. I ain't gonna lie to you. Cody Freestyle, he talking about a nigga for sure. But that is a good song. I'm sorry. It is a good song. He definitely talking about a nigga dick being heavy. That's the exact words he said. Hey, look. I'm very clearly heterosexual, but that's a good ass song. I ain't gonna lie.
He made it sound real smooth too. I was like, oh.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
My nigga, I feel you, but at the same time, that's a good ass song. I won't lie to you. He did his thing on that song. It's okay though. Like, it's just okay. Like, I'm not blown away. I'm not hating on it either. Like, maybe some of these songs grow on me over time, but as of now, it's just okay. Like, Bad Habits, like I said, is a good song. Cody Freestyle was a good song. Amber is cool. Even Sunshine with Fouché is decent, but I'm just trying to figure out, like... Oh, if you don't know, Steve Lacy is a bass player as well. He plays the bass. So like, you know, you'll notice most of his songs have a bass in it. Like 808s though, but like a bass guitar.
Yeah.
So, but overall, this is okay. Listen, like, I'm going to take the songs I like out of it and then probably leave the rest. I'm going to try to go back and listen to the project like at a different time to see what I like. But I'll be wanting to, I'm glad we reviewing him only for the reason why I want to explain something about Lil Nas X. It's not that he, and I feel like I hate when people do this thing like, oh, he gay, so you don't want to listen to his music. Somebody said that to me before. I was like, oh, he gay, and that's probably why you don't like Lil Nas X. No, I don't like Lil Nas X because his music is ass. So the reason, like,
so you don't like his music or you don't?
I don't have, like, no issue. Were they with saying him
you didn't
gay.
Like him, or that you didn't like his music?
Yeah, they say I ain't like his music because he was gay. Because he talking about gay, and I'm like, bro, that's not it.
That's not it. Yeah,
it's not it. I fuck with Frank. You know what I'm saying? And That nigga gay, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite R&B artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But just because you gay don't mean you make good music. Or just because you bi or a part of the LGBTQ community don't mean your shit is on point. And that's what I'll be trying to get through. Like, this nigga Steve Lacy said that another nigga's dick was heavy in a song. And I'm not going to lie to you, that's probably one of my favorite songs on the album. So, I know I ain't into no dicks, you know what I'm saying? But overall, it's a good-ass song, though. So,
yeah,
I just want people to understand, like, you ain't got to be gay to listen to these niggas, dog.
No.
You ain't got to be bi or none of that shit. Like, if a song is good, it's good. And most people recognize that, like, Frank Ocean is Frank Ocean because his shit is on point. It ain't got nothing to do with that man. To me, it don't have nothing to do with him being gay or bi or whatever he is.
So, yeah.
If you make good music, people gonna fuck with it. So, I mean, and it is people. Lil Nas X definitely got a crowd. I just don't like. He ain't for me.
Right.
So.
I feel you.
But that's how I feel about Steve Lacy's album. So.
Yeah.
Did y'all get a chance to check it out?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I definitely expected the music to sound different based on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the cover. I said, "I don't know what the fuck's going on, but
we're just gonna
listen and we're gonna hope for the best." And it wasn't bad. It wasn't at all what I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be some rap, screamo, demonic shit, but
yeah,
it wasn't. And I was like, okay, he kind of reminded me of Tyler the Creator a little bit.
Yeah, they do have that same future-esque.
Yeah. So that was really nice. I thought the time was perfect on the album. But yeah, I thought it was a good listen. I think the only song I wasn't really fond of was Amber. But other than that, everything else was cool. This is my first time ever listening to him, so I think it was a good introduction.
Yeah. How about you, Mr. Wavy? How you feel? I feel you. I feel that. No. And I expect that to be a lot of people's take. Like, he's not like a mainstream artist. He's not going to be, but he going to have a cult following. Like, yeah. He's that artist. So, you know, it's going to be people that, like, either really fuck with his music or people that just like, it's not really my style. And I get that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I completely understand. Out of 10, man, it's 10 songs on here. It's very, that actually makes this a lot easier to rate. Out of 10, I like 4 songs. I like 4 songs that I can just easily be like, these songs are decent. So it's a 4 out of 10.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay. I think my 4 is also misleading, though. Like, I still like Steve Lacy as an artist.
Yeah.
And the album is okay. It's okay. It's just okay. It's solid. So, but just, it's a 4 still. Go ahead and check it out, though. It's called Gemini Rights. The name of the album is, or no, is it? Yeah, Gemini Rights. By Steve Lacy. Came out this last weekend. And if you want like an introduction to Steve Lacy, or like, you know, see how I basically kind of got into him, go ahead and check out Steve Lacy's demo EP. It's only 6 songs, 14 minutes long. It's an easy, like, songs like Ride, Dark Red, Some. You see how I start fucking with them. But yeah. that's pretty much it, man. We at the end of the episode. That's episode 162. Yeah, man. Thank y'all for coming back, man. Do me a favor. Make sure y'all, like I said, like, comment, subscribe, share. Comment on all of the topics we talked about in this episode.
Yeah.
If you have any different opinions. And that's all I got. How about y'all?
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. India. It's your boy.
Domaros. I feel like I got you, huh?
I don't know.
No.
I think he was on it.
Okay. All right. I tried to get in there. All right. Well, I'll walk away with no victory this week, but you know, it's all, I kept him on his toes. That's all that matters.
Yes.
All right, well. Thank y'all for coming back to another episode of Mixed Emotions. That's it, stay dangerous.
Got me laughing. I think I'm choking. This podcast, yes, the one I've chosen. Holla. Diamond wavy, always freaking joking. Turn the speaker way up, it's Mixed Emotions and it's true. It be a whole lot of topics and however they be feeling, yeah, you know they're gonna drop it. So today, maybe they feel some type of way, but with wisdom and experience, a lot of things have changed. Mixed Emotions.